Hey there, this is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Creative Solutions Podcast. I'm trying something new. I'm trying to record this whole thing on GarageBand with an external microphone, and I'll see how it goes. I have no idea what's happening, if it's even working at all. That's one of those things where you're doing it and you're kind of going, I have no clue if this is going to work. Hopefully it will. Hopefully you'll be able to hear this. So I mentioned to you the last time that I was going to start doing bonus episodes when I see a show and I want to talk about it. And last night I saw Suffs. It's the story written by Shayna Taub. She wrote the book, the music, and the lyrics, and she stars in it, of the key women who were central to the suffrage movement, the suffragists who were central to the movement of women getting the vote across a roughly 5 to 7 year span. And wow, I'm not gonna keep you in suspense. It was really wonderful. On so many levels. I talked to a friend this morning, shout out to you, Luca, who said, I think it's going to be the breakout hit of the season. And I'm not sure it is. I saw the line across the street for The Outsiders last night, so I don't know. But I highly recommend that if you are going to be in New York anytime soon, go see it. I hope it runs forever. I think it has a message that's incredible. And in general, I think everyone can. I was moved to tears. I laughed. I loved the songs. The songwriting was stellar. And one of the things that I want to do, I can't wait for the original cast recording to come out, because I'm in the middle of writing a couple of musicals, and her songwriting is so outstanding. Her internal rhyme, the way she uses language and melody together. And I don't know who did the orchestration as far as the accompanying music. And I don't know if she was the one who did it or if somebody else took care of that for her. I'll have to look in the playbill and see. But it was amazing. It was the way she uses language to convey emotion, to convey ideas through lyrics, and the way she uses melody and harmony. There are a lot of harmonies. And I, you know me, I'm a huge sucker for anything harmony, since singing harmony in, harmony a cappella is my favorite thing to do in the world. The fact that she used that much harmony in everything, because you see a lot of musicals nowadays where they don't do that, where they don't have, if the entire chorus is singing, often they're singing in unison or maybe two-part harmony, but this was 4 or 5, sometimes 6-part harmony. It was outstanding. And a couple of things that stand out as far as the staging of this. First, all women cast, and Woodrow Wilson played by a woman. Malone, I forget his first name, who was his, I guess, chief of staff, also played by a woman. There was a diverse cast, and one of the dancers was in a wheelchair, which I thought was outstanding. Also, just the show doesn't suffer for that. The show, in fact, is elevated when you have these kinds of casts that are diverse and that highlight that so many different people from so many different abilities and backgrounds can be on the Broadway stage and do their thing and shine. And that was incredible. And let's talk about stage. Let's talk about the set design. It was pretty sparse. Like, I came back afterward. I wanted to get another playbill to make sure that I had an extra. And the security guard immediately was like, can I help you? And I'm like, I just wanted another playbill, but whatever. But I looked at the stage after the show, and it's bare. It's white and it's bare, and there's nothing there. And it's really quite something that they're able to do that. They used the trap doors and elevated parts of the stage when they needed to, but the stage itself, the set itself, was pretty sparse. They didn't need a lot. Like, one of the things in my musical, currently called Soul Song, which is Soul, like Soul, South Korea song, part of it takes place in a prison. And I was wondering, how are you going to get a prison? And I thought to myself, you put a spotlight on with a vertical bars across the spotlight, and that can serve as a way of showing us the prison. And last night, they kind of did that. They had sort of vertical spots that were rectangular on the women who were in prison. And they were in prison. The suffragists were in prison as part of the work that they were doing and the things that they were trying to achieve. So amazing that they did that way. I'm like, yay, it works. And that's one of the things that's happening as I see shows right now. Things that I've thought of as far as staging, not that I'm necessarily going to be the one who's doing the set design for any of the work that I create, but I hope to have at least a say. But they did that. They didn't have to build us an entire prison or jail and put vertical metal bars on the stage. They did it with lighting. And a lot of the stuff that they do like that in staging shows and set design makes it a lot easier to put on. And the cast wasn't small. They had a pretty good sized chorus, but the stage was used beautifully. And the Alice Paul's office, where everybody would meet, also simple, lowered down, and then brought up when it was needed. The same with the White House. Whenever they needed to show the White House, they would put this fencing up, or actually put it down, I can't remember which, and they lower these columns, and boom, there it was. It was the gates to the White House. And the same with the Oval Office. They didn't need to give us a lot for us to understand what was going on. What you can suggest these things without having to actually build the entire set. And I really love that because our minds fill it in. As communicating beings, as beings that like to categorize and also like to extrapolate, we were able to fill in all of that stuff. We didn't have to think about it too much. If they wanted us to see a prison and they showed us these women in prison smocks, I guess, and they put vertical spots on them and showed us their suffering and the things that they went through that way. And for example, instead of showing, and this is another brilliant thing, and I'm gonna freaking steal it from my own show because one of my characters spends time in prison. The thing is, what happened was they wanted to show us the women being shackled. And instead of giving us guards to shackle them, they had the choreographer, the director, had them sort of pull their arms behind their backs as if they were shackled and then move that way. And I thought, oh, brilliant. That way they didn't have to have guards. They didn't have any men. The guards would have probably been men, although there was one woman who was a prison official. But they didn't have to have the guards. It's a brilliant bit of staging without having to have extra cast members do all that work. And I loved that. And yeah, these are the kinds of things, because I'm going to have a character in prison at one point in my upcoming show. Now I'm like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. So there's so much. There's the women who are, I think this is really an all-woman's thing. The women who are producers are women like Hillary Clinton, like Malala. They are supporting this incredible, incredible show to give us an opportunity to see it. And the story needs to be told. And that's why I'm one of the reasons I say I hope it runs forever, because it's boundless. It's so important. Even today, women's rights being eroded as they are, these are things we need to be thinking about. Okay, so moving on. The other thing that I wanted to talk about was the sort of the acting and vocal quality of the main cast. Wow. I mean, they were all great, and I'm sure the entire main cast was there. They opened today, so I'm kind of glad that I'm talking about it, and this episode's going to go up today because they opened today, April 18th. I highly recommend you go see it. It's at the Music Box, and I want to say the cast was stellar. Everybody who had any kind of solos blew me out of the water. You can look up who they are if you want to know more about each individual person, each individual woman. But wow, really great vocals, great interpretation of the music, everything about it was really good. I'm sort of sitting here thinking, can I give you something that I'm not crazy about, that didn't work for me? And I really can't. I think that the show really conveyed the struggle and the victory, and the fact that for every victory, once you climb that mountain, you see the rest of the mountains that you have to climb. And the show does that, right? Because it moves forward in time. It doesn't just stay through 1920. And you get an idea that the struggle does not end. And it probably won't ever end, because equality and diversity are things that we're going to be talking about and striving for forever. All right, I hope that you enjoyed today's bonus episode of the Creative Solutions Podcast. Tomorrow you're going to get another bonus episode, because I'm going to see yet another show tonight. I am a little ridiculous about it, but I don't care. I'm seeing as much theater as I possibly can to inform how I'm creating the shows I'm creating and how I do what I do. And I might have some really interesting new stuff for me and performing, some new news for you. And speaking of performing, I am moving more and more into helping people sing and helping them uncover and discover their voices. So if you've ever wanted to get voice lessons, particularly with me, I want to put a link to getting a discovery call with me in the show notes. And the work that I do with companies, my Work in Harmony workshops, where people get to come together as a team and destroy their limiting beliefs, build their confidence, build their ingenuity, build their ability to collaborate with creative thinking, are some of the most wonderful things that I get to do. And if you are in a company or an organization that could use some of that kind of jolt of creative energy and collaborative energy, get in touch with me and let's talk about how I can bring one of the Work in Harmony workshops to your organization. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Creative Solutions Podcast, reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.